there's this thing that we see happening in the Bible a whole lot. People who seem to have a pretty good head on their shoulders, might be setting their ways a little bit, have an encounter that completely upends the way that they see, experience, and understand God. Now, the name that we give this encounter typically falls in line with something like revelation. That's when God is revealed to someone in a way that does not align with their previous understanding of whoever or whatever God is. God is revealed to Moses in a burning bush. God is revealed to the Hebrews in a liberating act. God is revealed to the disciples in the resurrection of Jesus. God is revealed to a man named Saul in a light that literally knocks him off of his feet. I'm always fascinated by the fact that God is revealed in different ways to different people at different times. But one thing that all of these people who have encountered these revelations of God all share in common is that after God is revealed to them, it changes the way that they move. And because I've never been interested in staying the same, because I'm always interested in growing, because I'm always interested in seeking truth, and because I want to see God wherever God is revealed, I'm inviting you to join me in this fourth season of the New Living Translation. In this season, we're going to find some hope in Revelation. Not just the book of Revelation, but the whole book of Revelations. Yeah, that's right. For the next several dozen weeks, we're going to be chasing revelations of God throughout the whole canon. I hope you're ready for some bona fide Bible talk with your boy. We about to have us a time, beloved.